حياتي يا فؤادي يا عشيقي يا ودادي يا قصدي. Previously on Hard Drive.
Hey you! I'm talking to you.
Who, me?
Yes, you. Did I steal something from you?
No.
So why were you looking at me like that?
I will. Abdullah, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Then say that you're now.
I'm sorry, Abdullah.
Hey!
You're hurting me. Mommy! Daddy! Help!
Abdullah, what happened here?
Nothing.
What do you mean, nothing? You are on top of him, beating him up, and he's almost double your size. Speak to me and tell me what is going on.
As if you really care.
Of course I care. Everything that I do is because I care for you and Huda. You two are the most important people in my life.
Abba, come and get me, please. Come and get me now.
Assalamu alaikum, my boy. How are you?
I am not okay, Abba.
Why? What's wrong, my soldier?
I want to come home, Abba. I miss you so, so much. I don't want to stay here anymore. Abba, please. Please come and get me.
What happened, my boy?
Abdullah, give your sister the phone. Let her talk so the conversation can end now.
See, I told you that you hate him and you want us to hate him also. But I won't. Yes, my father.
Are you well, Daddy's princess?
She is.
Look after your brother, okay? Tell him that Daddy loves both of you very much. And I'm going to come back for both of you, okay? I promise you will see me again. Daddy has to go now, baby girl. I love you.
I love you too, Daddy. Wa alaikum assalam.
The previous night's conversation with the children had left a gaping hole in Yasser's heart. Unable to sleep, he turned to find solace on the Musalla, seeking divine guidance from the Almighty Allah.
وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Oh Allah, show me a way out of this.
يَا حَيَاتِي يَا فُؤَادِي يَا عَشِيقِي يَا وِدَادِي. Meanwhile, Abdullah lazes on the couch at his grandparents' home.
يَا نَشِيدَ الْأُغْنِيَاتِ لَكِ عُمْرِي لَكِ عُمْرِي.
Ahmed, this is so boring.
Abdullah, everything is boring to you.
Yeah, even you boring.
Abdullah, don't start again, please. Every day this week you fought with someone in the house.
All I want is just to go home, even if it is without Ummi. I want to live with Abba. Huda!
Unknown to the children, Rumaysa is standing in the doorway, observing how Huda is embracing and pacifying her little brother.
Don't cry. Everything will work out as it should.
No! Nothing is going to work out. I wish I was dead.
After much contemplation and dua, Yasser takes some action.
Anisa, please help me. I need advice on the best way forward for my children.
Not a problem. Give me the gist of the story, what actually transpired. We'll get into the finer details as we progress, but just give me your side of the story so we can take it forward.
I want my children, I'm willing to do anything, whatever it takes for me to get them. I cannot bear to hear my son cry every time when I speak to him, or do whatever it takes, Anisa, please. Just get me my kids back, please.
Okay, sir, I understand where you're going. I can understand your desperation. Have you tried having a discussion with the grandparents, perhaps? They could be more understanding and accommodating in this regard. And although we need to understand where we're coming from in the sense that we need to reduce legal costs, should this matter actually go to court?
I'll try speaking to Rumeza's dad. I'm not holding much hope because they seem to have encouraged the whole divorce in the first place.
While Yasa made arrangements to meet with Rumeza's parents, she decided to take the children to the Jamiat for counseling services which they offered.
And why do we need to go and speak to some stranger now?
I won't speak. Nobody can make me speak if I don't want to, and I don't want to.
Hudai and Abdullah, Nani and Nana think that this is a good idea. So like it or not, you are going to go in there and you are going to discuss everything that has transpired over the last few months.
Before Huda and Abdullah could protest any further, a counselor made her way to them.
Assalamu alaikum, Huda, you are going to come with me. Abdullah, you can remain seated. Someone is going to come for you now, okay?
Okay, but it's fine if there isn't anyone for me. I was not asked whether I want to be here. Just like I was not asked whether I want to divorce my father. She makes all the decisions.
Okay, you can decide whether you want to talk to me or not. I'm going to see whether your sister would like to talk to me, okay?
Assalamu alaikum, Abdullah. I am Shakira. Let's go into this first room so that I may get to know you a little better. Knowing a person's name is hardly enough, don't you think?
I guess so.
And so, the first counseling session started for the children.
Huda, my darling, I want you to feel free to share whatever you want to with me, whatever information you feel comfortable with. What you say to me is between you and I. Unless and only if you want me to share it with your mommy, then I will, okay?
Gee.
Abdullah, you have the name of the father of our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How beautiful and special.
I'm not special. Well, actually I am. I am different from everyone else.
Different? What makes you different, Abdullah?
Are you going to write down whatever I say?
Only the important information. I don't want to forget and then make you repeat yourself over and over. Do you mind me writing it down?
No.
So go on, Abdullah. Tell me what makes you different from everyone else.
Do you have a mother and a father?
Yes. Do you?
I do. But Umi doesn't let us see Abba anymore. They are divorced, you know. Abba phones us every day to ask us about our day. But it's a short conversation. Everyone else has a mother and a father who they stay with.
Lots of people get divorced, Abdullah. If a husband and wife are not happy together, they can get divorced so that they can be happy again. If they're happy, they can keep the children happy.
Huda, how has the changes at home affected you?
Well, I don't have my own room or my own space. I have to share a room with Ummi. And sometimes when she thinks I am asleep, I hear her cry. I don't like to see her sad, but she is the one who chose this life for us. We were happy. Well, at least I thought we were.
What do you think would make all of you happy again?
Abdullah would like to have the family back together, but I know that that can't happen. So I just want everyone to make peace and have our lives move on. Ummi makes it a bit difficult because now we can't see Abba at all. She is doing her best, but I think we don't show her that we notice all her efforts. She is playing a double role,
And I know that she thinks that we like it more at Abba, because we do fun things with him. But that isn't all of it.
You know, I stay with Nani and Nana, and my Mamaji's family love you as well. Mahmood Mamaji's children run up to him every single day when he comes home from work. He picks them up one at a time and hugs them so tight. He loves them a lot, not like my Ummi and my Abba.
Don't you know that your parents love you and Huda too?
I used to think that they loved us, but then when we got divorced and now everyone hates everyone.
We didn't get divorced. They got divorced. You still have both your parents, Abdullah.
Huda, what is it then? Do you think maybe if you tried to speak to your nani, have you tried speaking to your mommy about it?
Nani feels sorry for us. I see it in her eyes and the way she talks to us. I know she means well, but sometimes we... I just want to be treated like everybody else. Spending some time away from Nani is nice because there isn't a constant reminder of our parents' divorce. My parents are divorced, and that does not make me special.
All my friends at school love both their parents, even though bad things happen. Their parents didn't get divorced. Why should my parents get divorced? They stay together for the sake of the children, because children are most important to them. I want to live with my Abba. I want to be able to do everything I used to do with Abba again. I miss him. I still love him, even if he doesn't love me. When I grow up, I want to be a good father. I will love my children, even if they are naughty.
Abdullah emerges from the room, happier than when he had entered, and Huda felt as though a load was lifted from her shoulders. The counselors at the gym yet proved to be an asset in the lives of both Abdullah and Huda, as they found an outlet, the ability to speak their hearts out without any repercussions. Discussions with Rumaysa's parents were as dismal as Yasser had predicted, and strangely enough, he had learned a thing or two about his marriage that he himself had not known. Alhamdulillah, you've been listening to Heartbreak, our Radio Islam International drama series. We now cross over to our ulama to discuss the various lessons we've learned from this episode.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We ask your listeners, it is episode 7 of the drama series Heartbreak. It's a very interesting turn taking place in this particular episode. The children paying a visit to the counselors. Mulana, what's your take on this? The children paying a visit to the counselors. Before we actually go ahead into what exactly happened, just for the listeners, what do you think is, or what would you say is the objective of going for counseling?
It's a very good question you pose, Mulana Yusuf. May Allah reward you for that. If you recall, in the last episode, we discussed closure, and we said that both spouses that were previously married should go for counseling, and they should find closure. If they don't find closure, then they'll be at each other's neck for the rest of their lives, right. Not trying to be spiteful and using the children in the middle. In today's episode, if you followed, you see that the kids were extremely aggressive, especially Abdullah. He just can't come to terms with the fact that he can't be with his parents any longer. He is now forced to choose between one of them, and as you see the dynamics playing out, that the children are no longer allowed to visit their father. He is barred from visiting them. So here in this episode, the children went for counseling, and this is very important, very good, because the children also require closure. If you recall, in the previous episodes we mentioned that children take the blame in a divorce. They say, yeah, Mommy and Daddy are fighting because of us, and it's because of our problems they are separating. So here they're going for counseling, and you see Abdullah was reluctant to speak in the start. But as he opened up, he felt better. The job of a counselor here is to convince the child that it's not because of him or her that the parents divorced and the parents separated.
To accept it.
Yeah.
Accept the situation.
There's different phases of this, Mali Yusuf. The first one is denial, and then it's anger, and then it's acceptance, and then finally you move on. So keeping the various phases in mind, the child, any person that goes through, the counselor will then take him through that phase and help them get through that process. If the child does not go for counseling, these wounds could scar the child for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. Into adulthood as well.
So once again, today we highlight the importance of the children finding closure. And it's very, very important that the children go for counseling. The parents should not be selfish. The reason why, Mala Yusuf, the parents could be selfish is that, you know what, my name will be dragged in the soil.
Yeah.
And I'll be, you know, the society will be looking down on me that, hey, you know, so-and-so's home. The image that divorced parents want to portray is that they've moved on.
Mm.
They're no longer hanging on to the past, and everything is fine. But in reality is that they are suffering inside, and they haven't found closure, especially the children. And the parents here need to be more understanding. They need to know that the children require closure, because
yeah.
if they don't get closure, it's going to impact on their it's going to impact on their marital home also when they get married. So they need to put their egos aside, the husband and the wife. And if the husband is required to attend, then he must come. If the wife is required to attend, she must also come. Basically, it must be a team effort.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to help to see that the children find closure, especially in a case like this.
Mm.
You see how aggressive Abdullah is.
Yeah, and I suppose what our parents need to understand as well is it's closure, that's it. It's just so it will help the child accept what happens. Sometimes you tell a parent, you know, your child perhaps needs counseling, and the parent gets angry and say, why would my children need counseling? My children are not mad. You know, people think that counseling is for people, those that are gone mad, or, you know, as they say, off their rockers. It's not about that. It's just to allow the child to accept what happened.
Exactly. And at the same time, the counselor needs to maintain the confidentiality of the case and give them support. Jazakallah khair, Mulana.
Ameen, Mulana. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to take lesson from this drama series. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You've been listening to Heartbreak, a Radio Islam International production and Ramadan special.
All rights reserved. Unauthorized broadcast prohibited.
This program was brought to you by
The Willerton Group, proud manufacturers of Sunfoil triple refined pure sunflower oil and Sunshine D margarines and spreads. High in vitamin D, smooth and great tasting.